The former governor of Illinois, George Ryan, saved the lives of 160 convicted murderers when he commuted their sentences last weekend. This week, those prisoners got some idea of how the rest of their lives are going to be spent. The inmates had been isolated on death row. That might have made them lonely. It also made them safe. For the rest of their lives, those inmates who have been freed from death row will have to watch their backs, worried that they will be beaten by other prisoners, threatened, harassed, and, I choose not to be ambiguous about this, raped. Instead of being alone, they will have to share a 4-by-11-foot cell with one or two other prisoners. They will eat, exercise, and shower with hundreds of other inmates, and in the small, tight world of that prison, they will be marked men. Young punks will seek to prove themselves by challenging them. Many guards will not look out for them. Jack Nordgaard, a Lutheran pastor who's counseled death row prisoners for 20 years, said this week that many inmates who prayed to avoid being put to death now wonder if they can do hard time for the rest of their lives. At the same time, many of the men who've been freed from death row in Illinois are pathologically violent. Many have attacked guards and other inmates. The prisons in which they will now spend their lives will become even more dangerous. Over the past few years, students, researchers, and lawyers in Illinois have discovered mistakes or official malfeasance in prosecutions that have resulted in freeing 17 innocent men from death row. Will wealthy LaSalle Street law firms, classy universities, and news organizations who've already won their prizes now give time and energy to investigating the cases of convicted murderers when they no longer face execution? Or will letters from inmates who cry out, "I'm innocent," be put aside by lawyers and reporters who say, "We got time. They're not going anywhere." When Governor Ryan commuted all death sentences, he sent letters to the families of those people they had been convicted of murdering, saying, "Life in prison may be more cruel than execution." Most of the families are still hurt, angry, and offended. The men convicted of killing someone they loved now have a life, however grim. They can read, smoke, eat candy, and see a dentist when their teeth get bad. They can see movies, get letters, and look into the sky, at least for an hour a week. But they will have to live each day in fear and despair, knowing only that every day for the rest of their lives will be equally bleak, killingly dull, and dangerous. Maybe the convicted killers themselves will soon wonder what kind of kindness was done when they were taken off of death row. Thank you.